Chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who did obtain a like precious faith with us in the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace be multiplied in the acknowledgement of God and of Jesus our Lord. As all things to us his divine power, the things pertaining unto life and piety, hath given, through the acknowledgement of him who did call us through glory and worthiness, through which to us the most great and precious promises have been given, that through these ye may become partakers of a divine nature, having escaped from the corruption in the world in desires. And this same also, all diligence having brought in besides, superadd in your faith the worthiness, and in the worthiness the knowledge, and in the knowledge the temperance, and in the temperance the endurance, and in the endurance the piety, and in the piety the brotherly kindness, and in the brotherly kindness the love. For these things being to you, and abounding, do make you neither inert nor unfruitful in regard to the acknowledging of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he with whom these things are not present is blind, dim-sighted, having become forgetful of the cleansing of his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, be diligent to make steadfast your calling and choice, for these things doing, ye may never stumble. For so, richly shall be superadded to you the entrance into the age-during reign of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be careless always to remind you concerning these things, though, having known them, and having been established in the present truth. And I think right, so long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up in reminding you. Having known that soon is the laying aside of my tabernacle, even as also our Lord Jesus Christ did show to me. And I will be diligent that also at every time ye have, after my outgoing, power to make to yourselves the remembrance of these things. For, skillfully devised fables not having followed out, we did make known to you the power and presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, but eyewitnesses having become of his majesty. For having received from God the Father honor and glory, such a voice being born to him by the excellent glory, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I was well pleased." And this voice we did hear, out of heaven born, being with him in the holy mount. And we have more firm the prophetic word, to which we do well giving heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, till day may dawn, and a morning star may arise, in your hearts. This first knowing, that no prophecy of the writing doth come of private exposition. For not by will of man did ever prophecy come, but by the Holy Spirit born on holy men of God spake.